Well, let's talk about Lionheart then.
Yes. That's where I got my credit as a choreographer. First time I got my credit. So many times Jean-Claude take my credit. But anyway, that you can see, I have my name there.
Any interesting stories from shooting this action sequence here?
Yeah, of course.
I have to say, this film, for me, is a brilliant movie. I mean, I love Bloodsport. I love Kickboxer. Kickboxer probably the most. But Lionheart is an amazing movie. It's so heartfelt. The music, the story works. And what I think made Van Damme a star more than anything, you know, obviously his looks, his martial arts, his physique. But I think the true ingredient really that separated him apart from everyone was his vulnerability and that he could portray on screen real, true emotion. He had an open heart and he could see deep into his soul. And that, I think, is what elevated him. And, you know, everything else, the way he looked, his physique in the martial arts. But this film in particular, it's so heartfelt. It's a beautiful movie, man. I love it to bits.
You know what? When thank you, first of all. After Kickboxer, I wanted to go for the following of Bloodsport, of following a Kickboxer. Jean-Claude again didn't want to. He said, enough of martial arts. He wants to go and do movies like Schwarzenegger. I say, Jean-Claude, that is our specialty. We should stay there. We should stay with martial arts, please. And anyway, I wanted to do something with like kimono, you know, like to have people see the dojo, the kimono. I wanted more. He said, no way. I said, okay. So I need to find an idea. I need to find a solution where we can still have some martial arts, but... And that's how I find an idea. Which was the idea? I said, Jean-Claude, remember, because I know he loved that movie. I said, remember Hard Times with Charles Bronson and James Coburn. Why we don't see with Paramount and do the remake? He looked at me since he loved the movie. He said, ah, good. Okay. Then we contacted Paramount. They didn't want to. Then he said, okay, fuck it. Let's do something like Schwarzenegger again.
Yeah.
I said, okay, hold on. I said, Jean-Claude, we still can be inspired. Most of the people who write a screenplay are inspired by another movie. And then they write on, you know, except if it's a real story. But most of the fiction is like that. They are inspired. So what? We have the right to get inspired. So if you think about it, Scott, look at Hard Times. You have some of Hard Times in it.
Oh, big time, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I recognize that straight away.
And that's how, with Sheldon Lettish, we come up with the screenplay, the movie you saw, which I thought we had a great chance to have Sheldon Lettish, who's a very talented writer.
Yeah, and he directed the hell out of it. It's a really good film. I mean, Double Impact, I think, is a great movie as well.
Okay, guys, so if you enjoy content like this, and I certainly hope you are enjoying this content, you can help support me and my fan club over at Patreon, where you're going to get exclusive access into the life of Scott Adkins. You're going to get behind the scenes on all my latest movies, exclusive content that can be seen nowhere else. You're going to get an insight into my training regimen, the martial arts, the fitness, the bodybuilding, how I do certain things. You are going to get fight breakdowns, loads of them, left, right, and center. And on top of all that, you're going to get exclusive access to new episodes and extended footage from The Art of Action. If you're a Scott Adkins fan, it really is the place to be. So all you got to do is follow the link in the description below. And I really hope that I get to see you there.
Anything you remember from the shooting of this?
Yes, of course. Here it's when... At one point, I will hit him in his ribs and he gets in pain, you know.
Yeah.
Then it's my brother who played the part of Attila who, you know, fight with him. And he was in pain, if you remember, with his rib. And Attila was supposed to be me because Tong Po was such a huge hit and they wanted me to play Attila. So my brother was like all the time telling me, please give me a chance. He was working in Belgium, you know, a monthly payment of electricity. You know, he was an electrician. And I said, let me see. I already basically had my dream come true with Tong Po. So I said, let's try to make the dream come true of my brother. Because not only my brother, is because he's good. He's also good. So I said to the Imperial Entertainment, Asha, Sandisa, and I said, you know, what about my brother? He said, first time we give a great part to you. First time we hear someone, you know, giving to someone else, even if it's your brother. I said, yeah, but, you know, and then they said, but what did he do? And my brother never done before nothing in movies. Never. So I said, it's not going to be possible. I said, yeah, but, you know, I will pay him his ticket. He'll come, at least see him. And then that's how we did. When they saw him and he did some movement, and then they said, wow, the guy, we like the guy. And that's how my brother got the part. And then I did the part of Mustafa. I'm the one who did the part of Mustafa.
Well, they're both good parts. How many days did this sequence be shot over, the end fight?
The end fight was also 3 days.
3 days, yeah. With masters and them moving in close.
Absolutely. If you see kickboxer, basically similar, you know, with master, then we go in and then with shoulder.
So would you learn the whole fight as the whole fight and do it all in one go? Or how would it work?
Yeah, we put the fight scenes pieces together. We put the fight scenes together. I mean, first I came up with a fight scene, then my brother put something in, Jean-Claude put something in, and that's how we put the fight scene together.
And when it was shot, are you breaking it up into sections and saying, okay, we'll do this section first? Like, we've got the master, right? We'll do this section. Okay, we got it. We'll do this section. Okay, we got it. Now we'll do this section. Or was it the whole thing in one take?
No. We did both. We did the whole thing, and then we go and we cut. And then at the editing, we take the best.
So for the master, Jean-Claude and your brother would just do the whole fight all in one go. They'd have to have the whole thing memorized.
We do. Sometimes we have to cut in the middle, and then we keep going.
Right, but
you know, it does happen, you know. And sometimes the whole thing is good, is you know, but... in the editing again, we take the best of everything we take. So
the martial arts is more grounded in this. I mean, obviously he's still doing quite a few kicks, but he never does the jump spinning helicopter kick, but he does do some amazing kicks like this one coming up.
The helicopter kick was only done one time, but in different angle we multiply sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Like, so no helicopter board, kick.
Like in Bloodsport, you know, we multiply that after, but we do different angle, and then we multiply that. But he does it one time, okay?
I tell you what, it's a brilliant touch having you support him at this point. Your character gets really excited. That's brilliant, because you've been after him this whole time, and the fact that now you wanted to win. I love that. It's brilliant. It's such a good film. I was watching this last night to put it together, just remembering how bloody brilliant this movie is. It's great.
Thank you. Just the teamwork. You know how it is. It was a lot of luck because, you know, we had Sheldon Lettish, we had all the people. I put all those guys you saw, one like Scottish, one like Tarzan with his long hair, one with Harley Davidson. You know, I wanted like to have different looking guys, so I had the time to find all those guys and the people who really are good physically, but they don't not good fighters. I try to make the fight shorter, you know, like that we don't see, you know, the default, and you know, the people who hold the camera, the cinematographer, the sound, the music, you know, Paul Herzog, also in Bloodsport, kickboxer, all that. It's a teamwork. A movie, you cannot do it by yourself. Of course, you know that better than me. It's a lot of luck if you find the right people. And thank God in those people, we really have a lot of talented people, Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Lionheart, and we are blessed for that.
So I know it's a very long story, but I am just really interested to hear, because I know that you becoming Tong Po was an elaborate story that we don't have time for. But in terms of giving Tong Po the credit of himself, what was the thinking behind that? Because I remember being a kid watching it and like saying to my brother, and you know, the guy that they've got to play Tong Po, he's real. He's actually himself. And I couldn't get my head around it. And it was a crazy thing. And it made the character much more mysterious and enigmatic. What was the thinking behind that?
I mean, I was hurt. I was surprised. They told me that, what you said, Mardi Sal and Jean-Claude. Yeah, let's keep it like that. It's so much more mysterious and all that.
But I can understand it from your point of view. Of course, I can, and I would feel the same. But I have to say that it did have an impact. It was like, wow, this guy's like real.
That's true, too. Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm not going to go into it, because if I go into it, you're not going to like it anyway. You're not going to want to put it in. So leave it like that. It's okay. The most important, it worked. So I'm happy for that. It worked. It made it mysterious. So thank God. That's good.
It did. And the makeup and everything. I mean, yeah. So with Kickboxer 2, are you credited as you in that
Finally,
movie?
Finally, I got credited. Because that's the reason why I did it. Because I didn't want to do it, to be honest. Why? Because Albert Pyun, very nice guy, the director, you know, give me a screenplay. I didn't like it. What I like less, it was the star. I mean, a very nice guy, Sasha Mitchell, but I don't think he was right for the part.
No. He's not a real martial artist. I mean, from my, like, as a kid, seeing him take over the mantle from Van Damme, nothing against him. I don't know him. And, you know, it's a good job to get. But to follow Van Damme with martial arts at that time, that is no easy feat.
No. I wanted to suggest someone like Jerry Trumbull, because Jean-Claude wanted to do more movies, other movies, didn't want to go to martial arts anymore. I know if he wanted it, then, but already there we had a big, big fight, him and I. Okay, so we were.
You and Jean-Claude?
Was after Lionheart. After Lionheart was my last movie with him. You know, he was starting to really. You know, we had a pact together, okay, which he didn't respect. And then I said, that's okay. It's only money. With time, he will come back. But then he started to disrespect and start to say, you have to be my slave. You know, things like that, childhood friend. And then I was doing a lot of things, not because I thought I was doing a slave. You know, I was just because I really wanted to see him succeed. And things happen. I don't want you to start to throw up, because so many other things. Yeah, so anyway, I was.
It's a shame. It's a shame, especially when your childhood friends.
I was so disgusted, Scott. I said, no more for me, the industry, you know, no more. But I had to do something, because my name was not in Kickboxer. And I said, at least let's try. But at one point, few months after Lionheart, I really don't want to do anything. You know, I said, I will not touch this industry anymore. I was so disgusted. Anyway, after I start to think, I say, you know, I have no money, because I trusted him. All our money was good. I didn't get paid as the Juan Paredes. I didn't get paid as Tong Po. I didn't pay. All my money was, he took everything. Anyway. And we were supposed to have a pact, right? We had a pact, okay? Because I come from a Muslim family, so we were going to Friday in church. That's where we were on the street. Nobody believed in us. And then, you know, I put my money, my work. I told you. But he come and pray with me in the mosque. Then I go with him on Sunday, because he come from a Christian family. I go on Sunday, pray with him. And then, you know, we're trying to have, you know, not Prophet Muhammad and also Jesus Christ. and we didn't know who was.
So we were very confusing.
And in the pact, we said 50% of everything we have. Say, if we make it, if we don't, we don't. If we make it, everything we make, it's together. We're not going to start to count. Everything is together. 50% will go for the poor people and the animals, and 50% for us. That was the pact we had together. Anyway, nothing happened like that. And then I was really, really sad. I was going to do something really stupid. Thank you. Thank God I didn't do it. And then finally, I was discussed after Lionheart. And then finally, I said, okay, I need to work. I need money. So I came, because I came back to that pizza place after
Tombo. Oh, that's a bit of a shock. It's a shock to the system.
Yeah, I had to go to back to the pizza place. I had no money. So I had to survive. So that's where, you know, I heard Second Kickboxer, you know, I need to go and do it. They gave me at least some money there. And then, but I didn't like the screenplay. And I didn't like Sasha Mitchell. I mean, he's a good guy, but not for the part, okay? I suggest them Jerry Trumbull, which I put in the movie I co-produced and direct in South Africa, which is called Terminal Woman, which was called Backlash. And then the distributor changed it with Terminal Woman. I put Karen Shepherd in it. I choose Karen Shepherd. Jerry Trumbull, who was called Golden Boy, he was also champion in kickboxing. I thought he would be better than Sasha Mitchell, at least, you know? So anyway, I had to do the movie because I had to have my name and I had to have some money. But then they gave me the Kickboxer 3. Then I asked again to have some liberty on the screenplay and on the casting. Albert Pune said, no way. So that's it. And then the fourth one, they bring another guy, Kamel Krifa, which I brought a few years ago. That's another story. And he went, did the makeup, and did the Kickboxer 4. So basically, that's the story.
Well, look, here's the thing, right? Van Damme is Van Damme, and he's one of the biggest martial arts movie stars of all time. But Tong Po, that is a great villain that you created. And everything came together, and the mystique and all the rest of it really helped just build that guy up into a very enigmatic presence. And, you know, without your version of Tong Po, Kickboxer will not be as good a movie as it was. And, you know, the sequels just proves that you couldn't have a Kickboxer without Tong Po. So, you know, you are a massive part of my childhood. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that movie. And the other ones that you've done with Van Damme, you've inspired. I mean, he's a scary villain, Tong Po, but it's you've entertained many, many kids growing up with that portrayal of that character. I mean, the same thing when I did Boyka, we tried to make a villain that everyone was scared of, but they ended up just loving the character. It's the same with Tong Po. So
You looked amazing, Scott. You looked amazing. I loved it. My kids loved it. My kids are so happy. I'm having an interview with you. I have four boys. And all doing martial arts. I have my older one, 18 years old. He's in the national team. So I'll send you. I think I did send you a video talking about him. And I mean, you are amazing, Scott. Yourself, trust me. You are just and I know it's still the beginning. I know you're going to do way more. Still, you did wonderful, but I know you're going to do more. I just feel that. And I wish you the best.
Thanks, Mohammed. The video you sent me, is that your son doing the kata? Or is that you? Oh, no, okay. How long has he been doing martial arts?
I mean, since they opened up their eyes. I mean, I didn't want to put them in boxing. I don't think it's right to hit each other. I think our body is a temple. We shouldn't be hurting each other. I have been mistaken. You know, they broke my nose, my jaws, and I had a style which was very difficult to touch me. You know, like style Muhammad Ali, which you saw in Bloodsport. But I broke a lot of people, and I didn't want that to happen with my kids. So since I grew up with Shotokan, I said, you know, kata, you don't touch anybody. Nobody touch you and you don't touch nobody. And it's wonderful because Japanese people really insisted in respect. And respect, I believe that's one of the most important things. And I see my kids growing up when people say, wow, your kids are really respectful, really sweet. That's to me, it's the bigger gift somebody can give me. You know, they, all of them, four of them champion. Even my little one, 9 years old, is giving classes to kids under 10. He's giving classes already.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Really, really young. As soon as they open, I brought one was here, my shoulder, one hold here, I hold here, and then the baby one on the four of them going from home to the dojo every day, like that day.
Wow.
You know, it's like a picure, it's like an injection of good things, and that's what you need to do with your kids. Very little. Many people get wrong. Oh, 3 years, 4 years old is way too little. 5 years old is way too little. No, that's the mistake. That's where you need to work. Once they grow up, that's it. Especially with the phone today. Only the phone, the phone is bad. So I really insist for parents to put their kids really, really young, but they need to choose the right master. I choose for my kids a real good master. So you don't be afraid to first research, go to 2-3 dojos, talk to the parents, see the kids, see who's winning more tournament, who has more, you know, champion in his dojo, then that's where you'll know the best master. And then you put your kids there really young and be patient in the beginning. You need to take them. You need to take time because that's your kids. Your kids is one of the most important things, making sure to put your kids, to bring up your kids respectful, you know, not to do
things. I couldn't agree more. Guys. Never a truer word spoken there, Mohammed. Now, I know you do a lot for charitable work. Can you talk about that for a second?
Over 30 years, I've been doing that. I go to maternelle. I go to kindergarten. I go and I thank God with, you know, me being known, you know, because of Tong Po, I have to say, it amazed so many people. Imagine grandfather come to me, grandfather, and say, me and my son and the son of my son, we have to watch one time a week with popcorn kickboxer. So when people say that to you, it's like, the best gift again they can give you. So I go to first, I see kindergarten, I see the dojos, not too far. I try to find the best master. Then I bring him with the kids doing kata. And then like a Sunday, little fiesta. And then the young parents see the kids 3, 4, 5 years old, they see it, you know, with the kimono, three of them, you know, that team one with Bonkai. And then that's where the young parents subscribe their kids right away with the master. So we fill up the dojo, and then especially we save those kids where some of them could go wrong. So because of martial arts, it can save them. So that's the way I fight drugs, because drugs is the bigger cancer we have in the planet. So what I've been doing for over 30 years. So
you know, there's some parents may say, oh, I don't want my kid to do martial arts because it's too violent. And maybe the kid is already like getting into trouble and they think, well, this isn't going to help. Can you speak to
that? That's where I talk to them about kata. I say, you know, when they come, they don't come with a fight. No, they come with a kata, three of them, beautiful to watch, synchronized, really well done with the bonkai, but nobody touch each other. And they see that, then say, kata, because some of them, you're right, martial arts, karate is contact. No, I don't want my kids to get hurt. You know, like kunkun shinkai, all the blue in the body because they hit each other. No. Here is kata, we don't touch each other. And that, they love that part. So that's why a lot of are okay to register their kids in the martial arts.
Now, I know you've got a book coming out, autobiography. When is this going to be available for us to read?
It will be, I met a great team, Script Show, with Jim, who's like, you know, wonderful guy. He's the one who spoke to you, Jimmy. He's really a big fan also, and he find the writer. You have 40 people in that association, script show, wonderful team, and we are working on a TV series right now, funny humor, and basically we finished the first draft, so soon it will be completely finished. And it's a biography from the beginning, where I was born in Morocco, 1962. Even before I was born, the story of my father, how he was like a fighter, you know, through the woods, through the problems to go and work in France. So he really had a very tough time because he didn't have the right, you know, paper, passport. So he just went through the sea, the woods. So anyway, you have that. You have the story of me going to Belgium. Then the story when I grew up with Jean-Claude, I left in Hollywood. And then about the story of today. So basically my life story.
Well, I absolutely recommend everyone to check that out because you are a great storyteller, a great raconteur. There's so much to talk about. I wish that we could keep talking, but there's just too much to go over. But thanks for giving me your time, Mohammed, and thanks for everything you've done over the years, entertaining all of us with the various films, and to continue to do great things in the community with martial arts.
And I want just to give to all those kids who are listening the secret to succeed in life. So I'm sure they want to know that. So yeah. You listen carefully. If you want to succeed in life, the most important, you have to listen to your mother and father. Listen to your mother and father. Peace and love.
Thanks, Mohammed. Great words. Thanks for coming on The Art of Action.
Okay, so if you liked that video, then please like the video. And if you want to see more videos of the same sort of thing, then subscribe, and you know the drill, push the notification bell. And if you don't, then I don't know, maybe I'll have to find you and smash the lights out, as the great Boyka once said.